I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the Tops.
In Audio Drama Networks. This is Mutual.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Previously on Wormwood, the menacing voodoo priest, Mr. Carrefour, has bided his time following the triumphant hero, Jimmy Details, and the increasingly frustrated Sparrow on the road back to Dr. Xander Crow in Wormwood. But Carrefour's patience is wearing thin, and the many distractions along the way are threatening danger to the couple on the run. An hour outside of their detour to San Francisco, and the journey continues. The path is not yet clear, as one more bad turn could very well be the horrible end to their odyssey, as Jimmy and Sparrow are about to learn. Facing the vision of a drowned woman, Dr. Xander Crow has found himself trapped in the mysterious town of Wormwood, a prisoner within the old house atop the hill. Now, as secrets are revealed and horror becomes undeniable, sinister new shadows have begun to creep across this strange town, lost forever at the crossroads of darkness and fate. Welcome to Wormwood. Episode 11, Albatross. Written by Tiffany K. Whitney.
Come on, baby, crest the hill. You can do it. Over this hump and we'll ride easy and catch our breath for a while. We're almost there.
Your scooter is dying, Jimmy.
Brunhilde will live forever. She's a little tired.
I don't know. She's running really hot.
No, that's the 50 miles of friction from you and me bumping uglies on the seat. Damn it. I think the Volstall panel overheated.
There's no such scooter part.
Yeah, huh? Sparrow? It's a Scandinavian vehicle engineering thing. Brunhilde just needs some rest.
No offense to your steed, but we need to look at alternative methods of transport if we're ever going to get to Wormwood.
A motel, Sparrow? That's what I'm talking about. It's a sleazy one.
We're here to steal a car, and only steal a car. Understand? There will be no room of our own, not even for an hour to see what it's like to check in and check out really fast.
But I've always wanted...
Don't fight me on this. Just don't. I'm really tired, and all I want to do is find a car and crash.
I guess, but...
We're not going to peek into windows with the hope of catching a porno glimpse. We're not going to play Mad Slasher and have me run into the motel office in some female objectified horror way on the run from the lunatic hitchhiker I just barely managed to escape. We're not going to
have any fun in this motel. I get it, Sparrow. But he's such an awesome psycho hitchhiker. Thanks for the ride, lady. Splat!
Stealing a car can be fun, too. I'll tell you what, Details. You pick the car. Anyone you like. Just point.
I'm losing patience with you, Carrefour. I've got a box of brass knuckles and a pair of dumb muscular goons ready to meet you in Wormwood. The girl assistant, it's immaterial now.
Mr. Marino, she is more useful than you know. You could not possibly understand her relationship with Crow. Nor would I expect you to.
Well, what use is she if you can catch the fish without the bait?
She is an extremely rare type of bait, Mr. Marino. If you want to talk metaphor, I will tell you a story from my childhood that ends with using the right kind of charmed bait to catch one specific fish. You see, when I was a boy, there was legend telling of an elusive trout.
Look, I don't give a crap, Carrefour. The girl is a lure, I get it. Just say that next time, that maybe you could, I don't know, hurry her up some.
Patience, Mr. Marino. The girl Sparrow will extract Dr. Crow from the old house. She will bring Dr. Crow to me, only to me. You will see if you can be patient. Give me a moment, Mr. Marino. There is activity outside my motel window. My Cadillac. Somebody has just now stolen my Cadillac.
This is the only way I feel for you. I'm taking a huge whiff. And I'm swaying in a most peculiar daze. I knew you taste excellent. Oh shit. I know... I know you taste excellent and great.
What? What in the world are you doing?
I'm writing a song. It keeps me awake while I drive. It's like 6 a.m. I normally use a tape recorder, but since that's gone, I'm just relying on my impeccable memory.
And for that, myself and the world thanks you. Where the hell are we, anyway?
In the middle of the... desert?
Yeah, and this looks a little too arid for Northern California.
We're a little out of the way. I think I took a wrong turn somewhere back around Albuquerque.
Like, how little?
And here I'm sitting on my toilet seat.
Jimmy!
It's a nice caddy. Smooth ride, you know? If it wasn't painted bright red, I could totally be a mobster and you'd be my arm candy and we'd be driving out here into the desert to bury the rat we have hogtied in the trunk.
You took a wrong turn in Albuquerque? My God, I don't know which one of us is more to blame. You for driving 6 hours out of the way or me for sleeping that long.
What I'd do?
Jimmy, do you have any idea of where we are right now?
Yeah. Well, the desert. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, so that's why there were all those slot machines when I stopped for gas a while back. Jackpot.
You have got to be kidding me.
Life in tropical short sleeves and brown shorts, sunglasses, and the cheapest brim hats available to tourists. Carrefour, you might not recognize me these days, but... I would recognize that Apple Cadillac if you was driving through any intersection in this old, wild world. Strange, then, this morning to see you such a pale face behind the wheel of your car. It's me. Wilbur A., you creepy son of a bitch. Trace my number. Call me back.
Wilbur Albatross.
Hello, and thank you for calling the only working payphone on the corner of Tropicana and Paradise. What can I do you for?
Mr. Albatross, I received your message.
You probably want to know. Your car has been sighted in Las Vegas, Nevada, early this morning.
You will follow the thief, yes? You will remove his legs at the knee and secure them in the trunk. And you will return my car to me in Northern California. Yes, Mr. Albatross?
Well, let's see. Far as I could tell, the car jumper's number 2. A pale-faced kid and his even pastier lady friend.
Could it be Carl Fu?
Lip-reading, mind you. But through the windshield of a car in motion, I was able to conclude the boy has been cutely pet-named Moron by the girl.
Yes, the boy has disrupted too much. Kill him, Albatross. Do not harm the girl.
Hey, buddy. I'm a tourist. What gives you the idea that I'm some sort of a killer?
I will ensure that something desirable comes to you in exchange for your assistance.
Consider it a work in progress, Carrefour.
Ugh, if people don't get lung cancer from just being here, jeez.
Wow, it's even blinkier than I ever imagined.
You don't get out much, do you? Next, please. Hello, sir. Welcome to the Circus Circus. One room, two queens, please.
Whoa, we get to sleep in the same room?
Apparently you can't be left alone for too long before going 6 hours out of the way.
Hey, do you have any beds with clown heads on them? Or like bathtubs, tiger spots? It'd be freaking sweet if you did.
You guys are so cute. Honeymoon?
We're not together. We're only staying a couple hours anyway. I need a bed.
Oh, I see.
No. Not like that.
she totally thinks you're a whore, Sparrow. Back! Back, demon!
Ayuda, ayuda! El muchacho está loco!
What in the world was that?
Oh, man, I just woke up. Where's the demon?
I think you just scared the crap out of the maid.
I knew we forgot to put the Do Not Disturb sign on the door.
A good thing, too. I'd rather not give the world any more impression that we're either together or you're paying for my time.
I don't know. What happens in Vegas? Ah! Hey! Vegas pillows are rock hard.
Get used to it. It's Sunday. Traffic out of the city will be horrendous until sometime later tonight.
Rock! So I get to see the strip?
No. We get to watch Green Acre reruns on TV Land until night falls.
Come on, Sparrow. I've never been to Sin City. I want to go out. Look, I bailed you out in L.A. and in San Fran. I've stayed with you this whole time. Jimmy wants to sin.
Yeah, ever think maybe it's a detriment?
Wow, man. I thought you were so much cooler than that.
Look, we're both under a lot of stress. Wait, Jimmy. Do you even know what the word detriment means?
Slow down there, kid. Skinny guys don't hold liquor well.
Screw it. I've lasted how many hours now?
If that's lasting.
As long as I keep putting a quarter in that slot machine every hour, you'll keep giving me white Russians.
Sure, sure, kid. As long as a 20 comes at the end as a tip.
Damn. I think I like bartenders. You're a good listener, you know that? Like Deidre, she runs our diner back home. Cool chick. If I was into that whole cougar thing, I would totally...
I see. Cougars are worth checking out, kid. But if you want my opinion, look into snow leopards. Cooked up trailer whores aren't the rage, but sure are...
What are you talking about?
Another white Russian for you, then? On the house.
Hey, thanks, man. Deidre, she supported my education and my music, and not like that Dr. Crow, I mean... You gotta listen to my demo tape, right? And just because you can't get speakers to stick to a moped doesn't mean she was off the hook, right? Again, shouldn't she want to hear a song? What do I mean?
Sparrow?
Yeah, that bird name.
Well, I know you're mad at her now, but you know, you can impress her.
Why do I want that to do?
I don't know. If you ask me, the girl likes you, Jimmy. I'm serious. You know how guys always picked on the girls they liked when they were kids. A little poke with a fork here, a brick through a bedroom window there.
Yeah?
Women are the same way. They treat the men they love like dirt. If you find a girl that'll screw you over till the sun turns supernova, you keep her. Have fun with the bag until she takes your money and disappears on an African diamond excavation in an attempt to wash over the pain that she says you caused.
Wow. Never thought of that way. Like Anna Green Gables, but reverse. It's deep.
Well, you said you were a singer, kid. If you take the guitar of yours over to the Big Top Lounge, I know they've got an open mic tonight. You could definitely impress a chick.
You're totally right. I totally remember what I was working on in the car, my tribute to Bowie. Taste Oddity.
That's the spirit. Get 'em, Tiger.
Hell yeah! Thanks, Wilbur.
Anytime. Now, go break a leg.
And busted out knees of rock, beckoning me to power slide into a fiery pit at Satan's VIP club.
Ha! The kid stiffed me in my 20-buck tip. Now, I can't wait to take his legs. Carrefour? You know who it is? Yeah. They're here. And I know right where they'll be tonight.
This is number one Australian import. And come on down to Excalibur and see the thunder from down under. The hottest show on the strip, made just for you.
Ugh, no thanks. Jimmy?
I'm sorry, this is the front desk.
Yes?
I've been asked to tell you that the great Jimmy Details will be making his greatest and last performance tonight at the Big Top Lounge.
Who told you to say that? Hello? Oh, Jimmy, you are such a freaking idiot. God!
Good evening, everyone. I'm Rose Turk. Now, some of you may have participated in open mic night before, but I'd just like to mention that tonight is a very special night. For those who don't know, the winner of tonight's open mic, by popular vote, will win a meeting with...
Jimmy Details, save your medal. All right, later is the time to thrash!
Well, you're anxious, kid. Anyway, I guess we can start. Just give me a moment to get down to the mixing board. Did I mention that I'm recording all performances tonight? No? Well, no pressure. The stage is all yours.
Evening, everyone. How's your... Hello. I'm Jimmy Details, the savior of metal. Here tonight to prove to everyone...
Oh, no. Jimmy...
Especially to a girl I know. And we all know that girl, right, guys? Yeah. Well, metal is alive. And Jimmy Details is worth his weight in beans.
Jimmy, get off the stage.
Hey, Sparrow. I have a little trouble with my guitar strings. It's embarrassing.
Now this is a show.
Oh, hey. Bartender Wilbur. Give me a minute, I'll get my bitch fixed.
Now, how tasteless you are, young man. Never, ever call such a delicate girl your bitch. Besides, she ain't broken yet. Give me a few minutes, then try and fix her, okay?
Hey, I was talking about my guitar, dude.
Jimmy, get off the stage. We really should get out of here.
Jimmy Details and Sparrow, on the road. Like a couple of young tourists. Sweet, but you had to go and steal a car. And then you had to go and stiff me my tip at the bar. And now...
Oh, wow. All hands off my mixing board.
So many dials. Or are they knobs? I'm just trying to make some music happen on the stage. That guy sure ain't playing no tune.
Hey, buddy, watch it. You can't wave that beer over the board. The kid is plugged in. If you... Hey!
What did I do?
You just killed Rose Turk in a horrible mixing board accident.
Guitar weapon swing!
I bet
Albatross! Stop wasting time! Grab the girl!
Carafor? What's he doing here? Jimmy! Wherever you are, run!
Jimmy? Jimmy? Okay, little girl. It's okay. He'll come back to save you. And then he'll give me my $20.
Let me go.
The boy does not matter. His distraction is not pleasing.
He agreed to give me $20.
Did you know, Sparrow, the human head contains 3 pressure points, and if sharp force is placed upon each location with absolute precision...
Don't touch me, Carafor. Get your hands off of...
Sleep, Sparrow. I know it hurts.
Your Cadillac is in the garage next to the casino, and I have a parking ticket for you, Carafor. It's not validated.
You've done well, Albatross. Once I am finished with the girl, I will settle your payment.
Nah, it's been fun. Don't worry about payment. I think I'll give a once-over for that stupid boy, then head on out of Dodge. Vegas is too hot. Might wander up towards Fairbanks.
Very well. Don't worry, Sparrow. Soon Kalfu will possess the Nietzsche up.
Here. Jimmy. Jimmy.
Reminiscent of childhood. That is why I wanted so much.
Hold on, Sparrow. I'm coming for you. Okay, details. 3, 2, 1. Gratuitous action scene! Rock on, bitches! What the? Hey, where'd everyone go? They were just here!
Jimmy. Details. Run.
Sparrow! Come on, we better get out of here before...
Crow, he wants...
Now, we're leaving now.
Not a Cadillac this time. How about something less conspicuous?
That one?
That's an 18-wheeler. No.
That one.
That's an ice cream truck. No, Jimmy. I see the one we want. Ex obscurum pax mos migo. Get in, details. We're going. And I'm driving this time.
Say, Sparrow, since we're heading back in the stolen pickup, can we stop along the way and load Brunhilde in the back?
We'll see, Jimmy. Okay. I have to say this now or else I'm never going to say it.
Say what?
Even though this would have never happened if you hadn't driven us to Las Vegas to begin with...
Yeah, sorry about that one.
Thank you anyway. You know, for trying to save me back there.
Not sure where everybody went, but thanks for thanking me. This is the only way I feel for you. Taking a huge whiff. And I'm swaying in the most peculiar days. I knew you'd taste so excellent and great. Here I am sitting on a toilet seat.
Crossroads is produced and distributed by Habit Forming Films, LLC, and features the cast of Season 2 characters. Arthur Russell as Dr. Xander Crow, Sonia Perozzi as Sparrow and Rachel Nolan, Scott Olenek as Jacob Kidder, Nicole Rayburn as Harmony Barrister and Nurse Wendy, Rob Grindlinger as Sheriff Tom Bradley, Cedric Bloomington, and Don Marino, Anna Maganini as Lynette Bradley, Peggy Nolan and Commander McQueen, Chris Blaylock as Dr. Pete Menno, Peter Dirksen as Jimmy Details and Jonesy, Dave Johnston as Wayne Drexel, Jonathan Kidder, and Dale Lighthouse, Ben Bootman as Chip Drexel, Mr. Carrefour, and Bishop Grail, Robert W. Allen as Special Agent Wojtek, Joy Vanides as Sister George, Zachary Folks as Brent Saunders, Andrew Ramirez as Dexter Nolan, Coralie Nickars as Deidre Frost and Emily Saunders, Joe J. Thomas as Hank Mason, Bob Guildenstern, and your announcer. Additional voices provided by the talented cast. Original music compositions by Todd Hodges. The Wormwood writing staff includes David Acampo, Jeremy Rogers, Jeremiah Allen, Rob Alsbaugh, Tiffany K. Whitney, and Rick Beta Jr. Wormwood created by David Acampo and Jeremy Rogers. Copyright 2008 Habit Forming Films, LLC. Wormwood is a serialized podcast drama and cannot be distributed in part or whole outside of the podcast format without written consent from the creators. For more information on the cast, creators, and individual episode credits, please visit www.wormwoodshow.com. Thank you for listening, and welcome to town.
Because I am Carrefour, I feel like doing a rap, like gangster rap. In Haiti, but I don't know how to speak the Haitian language. I will try and make it up later on in my hotel room. By the way, I just reminded myself, I need to check with front desk because I used all my towels with chicken sacrifice. And I need to get more, and some more soap, and maybe some of those luxurious robes that they give guests at the hotel.
You're listening to Tuesday Terrors on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is our weekly anthology for science fiction and fantasy as Lothar Tuppen brings you Wednesday Wonders. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of amazing audio, or find the Wednesday Wonders feed in your favorite podcast player. And thank you for listening, everybody.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.